My name is Duke. My job is to steal my gold mines. There are mines everywhere in this universe, and I go drill where I'm not supposed to and get all the gold out. That's right, I'm the Duke of Gold. They've made songs about me. Duke is like a royalty. I am almost a king, because I am the king of gold. Well, I heard about this planet A27. It's far out beyond the Milky Way, and it's supposed to have so much gold that the planet itself is gold color. And I went cha-ching! And I had to just go there, find that planet, and dig myself so much gold I'd be set for life. And of course I had my secret weapon to help me out. I spoke with this rather smart person called Professor Heisenberg. He gave me this mega strong drill. This sucker is 20 feet in diameter. It has a drill made of 50,000 moving parts. It's liquid, air-cooled. It can dig 500 feet per second. That's a lot. Well, I got me on my truck, space truck, and sped out to planet A27. I couldn't find it for a while. I must have gotten lost or made a wrong turn at that planet Z. I swear there was a sign for the planet A27, but I digress. So, I eventually found, of course, the bright and shining planet that is planet A27. And I just made sure no coppers were around, because you're not supposed to mine the gold out here. We must be very, very quiet. We are hunting for gold, not rabbits. Anyways, so I land my drill machine, and I'm gearing it up, and I crank it up, and I start drilling. Oh, I love the sound of drilling. Why, you ask? Because every time it makes a sound, it spits out gold. It's pure gold. How can it get better than that? So I'm going in 500 feet, 1,000 feet, 1,500 feet. And then it hit the jackpot. Clang, clang! Ah, the sound of gold. There's nothing quite like it. You see, all my teeth are made of gold. You see? Yes, sir. Nothing like it. So I'm minding my own business now, digging myself a buttload of gold. And then out comes this annoying Agent XYZ. I swear, he must have ears in every corner of the galaxy. Why? Because even this, you know, drill sound, he picks it up. And sure enough, he was right behind me. I'm going to crush him to bits with my drill. Get it? Drill bits? Anyways, I digress. So I was going to ram my drill machine into Agent XYZ's hyperspeed cruiser. When I was just about to, I could not believe my eyes. Out of Agent XYZ's hyperspeed cruiser, you know what popped right out? Holy smokes. It was a machine-sized hammer. Where did he get such a hammer installed in a big space cruiser? And then I looked at the hammer. It looked same color as my machine. And I thought to myself, where did I get my machine? Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy. That sneaky double-crossing Professor Heisenberg. Oh, wait till he gets load of me. But that was only wishful thinking, because Agent XYZ is this big, big hammer went smack on my machine and made a flat pancake out of it. Oh, my precious, precious machine. Do you know how much it cost me, dang it? It cost me $2 billion to get the machine built. $2 billion. And I was going to make money from it. Taking all this gold, but why does Agent XYZ come out every time? I don't understand. Oh well, at least maybe I can write a book from it. Make some money off of that. Because now I'm stuck in jail. Poor me. That Professor Heisenberg. I wonder what his secret is. Because I heard my other friends out there, they all got caught. They bought something from Professor Heisenberg. But they always ended up being caught by Agent XYZ with something that he made. How does that happen? Well, we'll find out soon enough. The end.